This Salvation Army warehouse in Dallas is so big that it takes a forklift to move around boxes and boxes of balls, coats, and other gifts. Bill Baracani, a Salvation Army volunteer, rummages through the toys for the good girls and boys.
A lot of dolls, Barbie dolls, a little bit of clothing, which is always good. I've seen a lot of the Lala Lopsy lip gloss bracelets.
Baracani is in Toyland. For the past few weeks, he and hundreds of loyal volunteers have sorted through the piles of presents. This Christmas, more than 250,000 gifts will be given to 55,000 recipients. Baracani has volunteered for 8 years. He even spends some of his vacation time at the warehouse. It touches his heart.
This is pretty much what people are going to get for Christmas in that family, which I don't like talking.
Tears roll down his cheeks as he recollects his thoughts.
If people were exposed to what Christmas is for other family members or families in general, they probably would have a better appreciation of their own Christmas.
Do you feel like you're one of Santa's elves?
Yes, I think so. They could have all the presents in the world here, but if it weren't for volunteers, the gifts couldn't be distributed in a timely fashion, and they would never get to the angels themselves.
We are Santa's elves, filling Santa's shelves. With a toy for each girl and boy, oh, we are Santa's elves.
Getting the perfect gift to the right child takes a lot of organization. Volunteers push shopping carts across the warehouse. They're armed with slips of yellow paper with names of kids and the toys and clothes they have requested.
And then we got Jacqueline, who got a dollhouse and a coat.
The gifts have been sorted into pink plastic bags, and each bag has a number on it. So the volunteers have to hunt down the correct numbered bag from thousands of bags that sit on rows and rows of shelves.
And look for 1264.
Okay, 1264 A and B.
The volunteers hand off the toys to parents who have arrived at the warehouse. Dee Dee Davis was picking up presents for her 3 sons. She's had a painful year.
This year has been hard for me and my family. I lost one of my sons this year, so it's been pretty tragic. And I have a micro preemie at home, so I haven't been able to work for the past year.
And for this Richardson mom, the generosity is overwhelming.
It means the world. It's been really hard, but it's a huge blessing. And whenever I get back on my feet, I would love to donate or do whatever I can to help this cause.
She looked through the bags in her cart. They're filled with goodies for her 12-year-old and 4-year-old sons. And there were even gifts for her 9-month-old, Egypt.
They gave him diapers, clothes, and it looks like a learning toy. Everything he needs. I couldn't thank them enough. If there was someone I could hug, I would do so.
On this Christmas, she can thank the Salvation Army and Santa's elves. They're all around her. Eric Austin, KERA News.